The supreme way knows no difficulty. What is the supreme? You're the supreme way. See, what don't you get? You are the supreme way. See, and you have to begin to experience the ability to stay awake a little bit during even the course of this talk. Some of you are already talking to yourself. Why can't you simply sit here? See, you know something? You can do it in front of a TV set. You can go to a movie and do it. You can go to a concert and do it. But you can't do it here. Not just here. Any place. See, where you find yourself, let's see you stay present in the moment. You need this distraction. See, you're like dope addicts. See, you got to have a fix, something to entertain myself with. What is it? The egocentric mind. Well, then, you see, I've done all this. I've tried all of this. Really? Really? And that's what I'm asking people to do. Look at your practice. Look at your practice. We finished a week ago a Zazen Kai, and I challenged people because we had a talk Thursday night here, and it triggered, and I asked Mushoku, I actually asked Kyoji too, did it sound terribly negative? I'm quite certain that some people were offended. Absolutely certain. I actually asked Shindo too. See, and I'm certain that some people were offended. See, because if we don't constantly feed the egocentric version of what you think is going on, see, we're offended. We're offended. We can't really grasp the basic teaching. The basic teaching is that you are a Buddha, but you are in a deluded, delusional state. See, you are trapped in the six senses. See, and you are alone there. See, you are alone there. See, and the interesting part for most of the people, see, that are really at a serious edge, see, they talk about their practice in a different way. Now, the interesting part is if we begin to go into a recovery, then how do we respond? See, do we still take it seriously, this issue of life and death? See, and in Zen, that's what they say. Most important issue is life and death. As a matter of fact, one of the statements said that if you don't know how to die well, you don't know how to live well. Well, what are we talking about? What is it, see, that the most important thing, see, for you in your life is what? You. See, you. That's the most important thing. But where do you really place your focus? See, on your position, getting ahead, how much wealth? See, your recognition, people, you know, feeding into your ego. And see, and I have tried to bring up situations. Look at what we have seen just recently. People who had fame, who had fortune, who had youth, see, committing suicide. And if we could go behind the facade that you hold up, you hold a facade that out there something quite marvelous is going on. See? And that's just your imagination. See? Again, I'll try to bring that down through the thing that I have been trying to bring together more and more. See, is to begin to see the intertwining of the scientific world, cutting edge scientific world, and the spiritual world. Spiritual, see, as versus dogmatic religion. Dogmatic religion is harmful, it causes pain and suffering, and essentially, see, it feeds into those egos of the people who can dictate and tell us how to live. That's dogmatic religion. See, spiritual. We have to have an expression for this most amazing thing that crosses all barriers. Everything is subsumed under it. Science is subsumed under it. However, in the West, right now, cutting edge science is pointing the finger at what this practice is all about. What is it all about again? You, conscious awareness. And they're using those words. And they're talking about infinite, eternal, see, and that there is a majesty that comes with it. If you can begin to leave the world of the six senses, you're sitting in the world of the six senses right now. You're listening, you're talking to yourself. See, you're trying to produce something. See, what are you trying to produce? See, you don't really understand and accept. See, that it's you. Simply sit here in a state of quiet. Don't try to understand. Simply sit here. And this place of absolute being, is something that you can't understand. So I was reading, and I actually brought the quote in again because I really like this. See, you think you can understand this, and we have people, see, who anything we throw out there, they think they can understand it. And look very carefully at yourself. Do you really think you understand practice? See, I like this with Richard Feynman. He was a Nobel Prize winner, see? And he's famous for several statements, but this one statement I really, really like. As this applies to practice, this applies to your life. He said, if someone tells you they understand quantum physics, then all you've learned is that you've met a liar. I like that. See, there is no understanding. And when you read on the cutting edge, see, they're beginning to understand. This maybe, they said, can never be understood. Now, modern scientific thinkers are now saying that the only knowledge available to any human being is the subjective. See, in fact, we never have access to any objective reality. See, now I have for years, been trying to get people to see this. See, again, see, part of the difficulty keeping ourselves trapped, see, in dualistic thinking, see, that you say there is a world out there, see, a world out there. Why? Because we can agree. There is a consensual awareness. See, a consensual awareness, a consensual consciousness, see, of this state of awareness. Awareness. Are you aware? Don't try to think, just listen. Now, we can agree that we're sitting in the hazy moon's endo. If I ask you to point toward the fans, you can do that. There's consensual agreement. See, we are in one instant, see, sharing a state of reality. See, but do you understand that only you are experiencing this unique to your own conditioning? I don't know what you think of the fans. It's unique to you. You are having your own, see, experience of this, even though there is consensual awareness. But that consensual awareness you are experiencing uniquely to your own conditioning. See, and I go through this over and over again, and it doesn't seem to me in the gardenia. See, I got sick of talking about it. See, my conditioning, see, had nothing to do with the reality, see, of things as they are. I was conditioned, see, by a funeral blanket of gardenias on my best friend in the fifth grade. I was conditioned, had nothing whatsoever to do with the very essence of a gardenia. See, and Zen is just filled with this. See, you are experiencing the now unique to your own egocentric conditioning. Now, see, and again, we talked about, and I brought it up, Rinzai and Obaku, see, and his three encounters with Obaku, Bunshoku, I think, is the head monk. See, Rinzai's there. He hasn't gone in. He says, you better go in and see the teacher. He says, okay, I'll go in. Goes in, 20 blows. Now, if you don't really grasp what the practice is about, see, you'll think that he went in and was hit with a stick 20 times. Rinzai comes out, see, goes about his business. The head monk says, well, what happened? He said, well, I went in, like you said. I presented myself, and he said, he beat me up. Okay. And the head monk said, I think you should go back in again. So he goes back in again. 20 blows. Comes out. Head monk said, well, what happened? I went in, see, and he beat me again. See? The head monk says, I think you should go in one more time. So he says, okay. So he goes in. See? 20 blows. Comes out. See? And he starts to go, and the monk, head monk says, well, what happened? He says, I went in, like you said, and he just beat me up again. See? Now, an interesting thing is occurring there. See, Roshi, I don't know when it was last week, I used Roshi's talks on these, see, 20 blows, see? And the interesting part, Roshi said, if you notice, there was no resentment, see? There was no anger, see? Rinzai, actually, at one point, he simply says to the head monk, it's very clear to me, see, that somehow or another, my karma, see, just isn't meshing with this place. Somehow, this is not the opportune place or time for me. I have to go somewhere else. And what does the monk tell him? Well, you'd better go back in and tell Obaku you're leaving. So he goes in and tells Obaku. He says, I'm leaving. I just don't feel that karmically this is the place or time. See, for my, and I'm very serious. That's what the head monk told. This is a really serious monk. See, and Obaku says, yeah, I agree with you. I think you should leave. But you can only go see this teacher. Look at this. Rinzai says, fine. This is from somebody who beat him up three times. See? Then he says, fine. Roshi said, do you understand? Do you see what's going on? Rinzai is in the selfless state. He isn't offended. He's simply watching things as they are. But you're not brain dead. He decides after three killing doksans, see, maybe I should go somewhere else. See, with my own experience, and I probably shouldn't bring it up, but I did. See, and we had people who've left because of this story. They thought that Roshi was an abusive person, and it would appear that way. Totally unprovoked attack. See? But I try to get you to see something. See, and it's maybe this is what's beginning to discourage me. Maybe I just don't have the skill to use the words to get you to see something. When I went in, do you understand that all of a sudden I had been with this teacher 27 years and I had never hidden? I don't think anyone understands that. I had never hidden. See? And wow, zoom, zoom, zoom. This was the final doksan he had that he ever gave. I simply went in to wish him well on the trip and tell him we'll take good care of his family while he's gone. Wow, see? And what is happening? And I've tried, there is even a sort of a sensation. See, this is what Obaku was. See, I sat in there and nothing creeps in from the outside. The great Hongzhi tells you that. Nothing seeps in from the outside. What I mean, are you sitting there quietly now? Sit there quietly, don't think. Nothing out here slips in. You have to think about it. You have to internalize it. You have to project from that See, if you don't, if you are in this state of non-distracted awareness, see, that's samadhi. See, a pure presence. See, then you simply see things as they are, not the way you think they are. There is no self to be insulted. You're just watching, see, just watching, see. And what does the great Hongzhe say about looking at this? He said you don't pull it in and you don't push it away. In a state of pure presence, I simply interact in the most appropriate way. What is the treasure of the Sangha? What is Sangha? The world that's evolving around you. Harmony. Harmony. Bringing things into balance. Harmony cannot come from the egocentric self. You only, see, you only project out your own greed, your own self-service. See, elevate me, give me, give me, give me. See, that's the world of a hungry ghost. See, sat there. And it's an amazing kind of experience. See, you listen to all of this. And if you can trust this Buddha mind, what is Buddha? Awake. Awake. This awake mind, whose mind is awake? Yours. Sitting in a state of non-distracted awareness. You simply watch. See, then you respond. Rinzai simply said, wow. See, if he's going to beat me up like this, probably I should go someplace else. Obviously, I'm offending here somehow. This was my experience. What did I say to Roshi? Roshi, I am really sorry if I am causing you. See, some of you just don't get it. You're still trying to, see, ruminate in your mind. You just don't get it. Sit there without judging. See? All I saw was an extremely upset human being. See? I wasn't under any threat. Some of you are under a threat right now, even listening to this. I wasn't under any threat. Like Roshi always told me, you'll always know where your arms and legs are. See, I simply responded to, I saw somebody terribly upset. See, and then what did I say? If I am causing you or the mountain that much of a problem, I will leave. Rinzai saying the same, wow, karmically doesn't seem to be working here. He's not wanting a fight. He's not saying that dirty SOB Obaku. Why is he even a teacher? He's a power-hungry, you know, whatever insult they could have used at that time, see? He said, I'll go, I'll leave. And Roshi said, there was no offense, there was no anger, there was no self. And you can't understand that. See? And that was the same thing with myself. See? I'll leave. See? And yet there is still another step. See? Do you actually cover the ground where you stand, or are you just trapped in your understanding? And to conclude that part of this, see, with Roshi, I told him there'll be no problem. And I was not brain dead. Thoughts, I'm watching thoughts drift through. You are not your thought. You literally can simply watch the thought go through. There is something that can pick and choose. See, it's an amazing kind of thing. See, and this is nothing that you can understand. That's why I like Feynman's thing. See, if you say you understand, I simply met a liar. You can't understand. See? And then what Roshi was still waiting to hear as I backed away, and at that point, see, I'm not even ruminating. I already know, well, I'm going to head toward the Sedona area, Sokon Lake Sedona. It's kind of nice. We'll go into that area. See? All right, Roshi. And then, again, no thinking. It's always appropriate if you can allow it to be. It's you intruding with your service to self. See, I simply saw someone upset. I wasn't offended. There wasn't the little, narrow, greedy ego sitting there. Somebody was offended. I'm sorry I offended you. Perfect response to the situation. And I wasn't done. I bowed. Then when I raised up, I said, Roshi, there is one more thing that I want to say. See, and this is taking responsibility, but from another perspective. Roshi, I want you to know that your teaching has taken with me. I cover the ground where I stand. Always, this was part of Roshi's teaching, covering the ground where you stand. That means that you take total responsibility for who you are, where you are, as you are. Not bitching and moaning in the egocentric self, transcending the six senses. See, Roshi, I cover the ground where I stand. And he immediately apologized. Obaku says, you can only go one place. You gotta go there. He says, okay. And he went there. And that was where the great opening came. Then he came back. See, and there's some interesting encounters with Obaku and Rinzai. See?